Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 74 of Bardic Quest. Trouble is brewing in Phandalin as Sergei attempts a daring escape to avoid capture. Meanwhile, Johan finds himself on the wrong side of the law. As guards scour the streets searching for Sergei, Saga and Thoric race against time to find and help him in any way they can. Will they succeed before it's too late? Let's find out. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Johan, you hear a loud smash, and you see a very frustrated Jarno Albrecht, who lets out a big sigh, and he gestures to three of the six guards that are with him, and he just tersely says to them, "Find him," and they leave. Turn on their heels and leave, heading down the stairs. Thoric, Saga, you have just left the Townmaster's Hall after having spoken with Townmaster Harbin Wester and Sildar Hallwinter, and you see three guards rush out of the Stonehill Inn, which is just across the market square from you, and they start to run behind towards the back of the inn. Is there anything that you would like to do at this point?
That's not good. That's not good at all.
No.
Do we go after them?
If they're after Sergei, then we've got to... We've got to do something, no?
Yeah, we have to do something. I don't know what to do.
We should follow them.
Yes, we'll follow them.
Okay.
We trot.
All right. Are you attempting to do this subtly, or are you just hell for leather at this point?
Not to speak for my comrade, as the two people in big jangly armour. I wouldn't necessarily think we'd bother.
No, I don't think we would.
No. Let them know we come.
All right. So you follow these guards around the back of the Stonehill Inn. Are you looking to keep a distance, or are you just trying to literally catch up with them?
Maybe a couple of feet distance. Totally just power walking in the same direction.
Hanging back a bit, sort of trotting and then like pretending to read a newspaper.
Yeah. Nonchalant.
Yeah.
Sort of lean against this wall.
Yeah. You know, grabbing sort of Robert Downey Jr. and Sherlock Holmes, kind of like grabbing a handkerchief and wrapping it around our face and turning around pretending to be an old man.
All right, cool. So you follow these guys around the back, and you're trying to be as casual as you can whilst still keeping them in your sights. But around the back of the inn is fairly close quarters, so you're having to be really quite significantly subtle, even if you are trying to keep them in sight. And as they get round the back, you see them look up at one of the windows on the floor above, and then they look down at the ground, and you see one of them kneel down and really try and get a close look at the ground. Is there anything further you would like to do at this point?
Do we see any sign of Sergei?
Sergei, where have you gone at this point?
Good question. So, if I go to the left, do I go round to the front of the tavern?
Yes. Okay. Well, if you were to veer left, you'd go onto kind of like the street that leads north.
Okay, cool. Town. Is it muddy underfoot?
It's kind of like dried, fairly dry mud, because it's been quite frosty.
Okay. I will quickly run along, take off one of my boots,
okay,
and kind of place it pointing in a southerly direction. And then I will head north.
Okay.
I can't remember if invisibility keeps that thing invisible, or...
Invisibility functions kind of like concentration, I believe. Saga and Thoric, could I please get a perception check from you, please?
Eighteen.
Saga. You can see on the street, the guards haven't spotted this yet, but on the street beyond from where you are, you can see one of Sergei's boots.
Okay. I'll nudge Thoric and let go. That's one of his boots over there.
Okay.
Now, the problem is, which way did he run from the boot?
Slippery one. Do you think he's invisible?
I think he might be invisible. Means he's not in the inn anymore.
Sergei!
Are they going up to the boot? Because that's kind of where Sergei.
Well, they would have to go past the guards in order to get to the boot, unless they went around the other way.
Okay, we're currently staying still.
Have I spotted them?
Well, you ran north, so they're still behind the buildings at this point. So they're not even in sight of you. Yo.
Eels.
Yano Albrecht is looking really rather frustrated.
I sympathize because he's my friend.
That's right. A friendly acquaintance. He's very frustrated. He's letting out a lot of big sighs. He's pacing up and down the inn. He looks at his three men and he kind of throws them a look. And the three men just step a little bit closer to you. They don't do anything, but they just step a little closer. And Albrecht also steps towards you. And he says, Johan, my friend, I fear that had you not wasted my time downstairs, I would be closer to what it is that I need right now, and I fear as though you have just simply been an obstacle for me. Is that what you intend to be for me, Johan, an obstacle?
Yes.
You are actively working against me, is that correct? This is very upsetting, Johan. Do you understand why I am upset? I thought we were friends.
I am saddened to hear that you are upset.
It's very sad indeed, Johan. I'm not sure, whilst you may understand or believe you understand, I'm not sure you do actually understand just how upsetting this is for me. I'm afraid, Johan, that I am going to have to take you into custody. And he kind of throws you a shit-eating grin.
Are you sure that's necessary?
I'm afraid so. And the three men just grab you as hard as they can. At this point, the charm person wears off.
Thank Christ.
Because my allies are now actively working against you. And against your... What is reasonable for a friend to do, right? So the charm person has now worn off. But they are very much manhandling you. There's three of them on you, and Albrecht in front of you.
Is there anything... Oh, hang on. Okay. What if... I realize this is an action in combat, but as they are laying hands on me, I don't suppose it's possible to perhaps disengage or improvise?
Well, here's the thing. So
they're attempting to grapple me.
They are attempting to grapple you. If you wanted to fight back, that is something that you could do, but it would initiate combat.
Okay. Normally, Johan might try his odds, but I think even in this case, if I'm on my own, without my companions, I think as filled with murderous rage as he is, I think he will, for now, play along. And he's like, sort of, as if coming out of a deep sleep. And he's just... his eyes are leveled.
Well, the worst thing about coming out of charmed person is that you know you've been charmed.
So I remember everything.
You're very aware of what's happened to you. Yeah.
So I level his shit-eating grin right back at him. And mockingly hold my hands up.
Superb, he says. At that moment, you hear a... as the door to Gundren's room is unlocked and swung open, and Gundren steps out, and he says, "What on earth is all this ruckus going on? I'm hearing smash glass, I'm hearing the words custody, what's going on?" Could I get an insight check from you, please, Johan?
Yes. That's a four.
Okay. Albrecht turns around immediately, and he says to Gundren, he says, "And who are you?" And he says, "Well, I'm Gundren Rockseeker. Who are you?" He says, "Iarno Albrecht, at your service. Do you know this man?" And Gundren looks at you. And sees you shaking your head, Johan. And he says, no, I don't.
Does Gundren need to do a persuasion check?
I've just done a deception check for him. Ooh, okay. And an opposing insight. Albrecht says, "Right, well, it is not safe for you to be here, dwarf. Please, take a step downstairs where it is safe." And Gundren kind of looks to you, Johan, for any sense of potential instruction for the situation.
I got nothing.
And so Gundren kind of like bows his head and just kind of sheepishly shuffles past the guards and heads down the stairs.
I feel like Johan's just waiting for his moment, and he has a feeling that it's coming. But I think he feels like if he just waits for a little longer, something is going to happen. He tries to include all that in a look.
All right.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're enjoying today's episode of Bardic Quest. Before we get back to the adventure, I just want to take a moment to ask for your support. We work hard to bring you the best episodes every week, and we're always looking for ways to improve and make the show even better. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel. Your support helps us reach more people and keep the show going. And if you want to be even more involved, why not leave a comment or hit the like button on the latest episode? Your feedback is always, always appreciated. We have so many great episodes for you to check out, so don't miss out. Subscribe to Bardic Quest on YouTube now and never miss an episode. And with that, let's get back to the adventure.
Sergei, you are now in the streets of Phandalin.
Yes.
You have ventured up north a little bit, just up the road, just out of sight.
Yeah, could I quickly check behind me, see what's cracking off?
Sure, yes.
See if I've been followed, maybe.
Give me a perception check, please.
Ready?
You're still invisible, yes?
Ooh, yes, I am.
Okay.
Perception is going to be a dirty 20.
Okay. As of right now, you can hear a little bit of discussion from the three guards. You can't see them, but you can hear there are the three men who are kind of, basically, words to the effect of, where the fuck did he go?
Magic.
That's about it at present.
Okay, I'm going to wait around a moment to see what develops.
Sure. Saga and Thoric, you're watching these guards closely. You see, actually, that one of them does spot the shoe in the street,
mm-hmm.
and just starts to make his way over to it, and he gestures to his two colleagues to follow. Is there anything you would like to do?
Yes, follow them as well, kind of as they're heading over towards, sort of head on with them.
Yep.
Okay.
Is there any sort of path that would be, you know, that would make it look like we're just heading towards a road in that direction?
Yeah, so essentially you are between buildings at the moment. Okay, so you're kind of like in an alleyway. The only way to a road, so to speak, within Phandalin is to head in the direction of the guards, because the boot is pretty much on one of the main streets, or is to go back the way you came, essentially, onto the other road, which leads east towards, like, where the Sleeping Giant Tap House, where the Red Brands were drinking previously, and in the direction of the manor on top of the hill.
I think maybe I'd just say to Saga, let's just walk in that direction and maybe carry on, and just when we get past the boot, stop, like, I don't know, I'm tying my boot or something. Just keep it.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Bear in mind as well, I don't know if this is good, it's just in case this needs to be flagged to you, these will be the same guards that saw you at the Townmaster's Hall.
Sure.
Yep,
they
and
were
we haven't.
That were with Albrecht, so just in case that needed
flagging. We're allowed to walk around the town, they don't
Indeed.
I'm walking here.
So you're going to walk towards the guards, essentially. Yeah.
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 Okay. And they're looking down at the boot, and they're looking in the direction. They're looking south in the direction that Sergei had planted that boot. Of course, you don't know which direction he's gone in, Saga and Thoric, but they are looking to head south.
Okay.
And they look as though they're about to get up and walk in that direction. What would you like to do?
Do you think he dropped it as a diversion?
I don't know. It would seem, I don't think even Sergei is that foolish to leave a boot.
Yeah, I don't think so. It would take an effort, surely. Let's just wait until they leave.
Okay.
No, because no, there's been no raised, other than the window smashing, there's been no raised voices from Johan. I was going to see, can we hear anything going, but there'd be no reason for to suspect. There's no commotion happening at the moment, so no.
So they get up, taking the boot with them. And they move in a southern direction, back towards the main square and in the general direction of the townmaster's hall.
Do I see the Thoric?
Yes. Now you will have seen. Well, you won't have seen Thoric and Saga yet.
Okay.
But you do see the guards spot your shoe. And then move south.
Good to know.
Shortly after which, Saga and Thoric step out of the alleyway.
I will come down.
They're watching the guards as well.
I'm going to come down to Saga and Thoric. And once I arrive, I'll just kind of stand near them, still invisible, and I'm just going to say, do not react. Hello, it's me. So I think Johan may have let it slip somehow where I was. So I took drastic measures. I'm going to head north along the path that we came in earlier tonight. I'm going to place my sword into the dirt on the left-hand side of the road. Once you find that, turn and head in the direction that the hilt is pointing. There I shall be.
Stay safe.
Likewise.
So, Sergei, you're headed north.
I'll head north, and I'm just going to keep an eye out just for a moment, just to watch what happens.
Okay. Thoric and Saga, what do you intend to do?
I suppose head towards the inn, assuming that's where Johan was. Is that reasonable? And like,
you're right next to the inn, really. Yeah. You're just kind of a little bit up the road from...
Yeah.
From where the entrance is.
That's where with the smash window, we know that's where he came out of. So, okay. Yeah, I guess heading back towards the inn to try and find where Johan is.
Okay. Yep.
Johan. You are surrounded by these three guards. And Albrecht is with you. And he... tuts at you. Oh, Johan, you will get in with the wrong people, won't you? Such a shame, such a pity.
I'm not the one that's on the wrong side of this.
What, you mean the law? You trying to imply that by being on the side of the law, I am on the wrong side?
I've heard fatuous gasbags like yourself claim to be members of the law.
Not just members of the law, Johan. Here I am the law.
Johan leans. Where I come from, so am I.
Yes, well, you are grossly outnumbered, I'm afraid, young man. Come! And he turns on his heel, and you're kind of shoved along. The guards have got spears, and they kind of just nudge you. Not with the pointy end, at least at this point, but certainly just giving you a strong shove to send you in the direction of the stairs.
Johan takes note.
And as Albrecht is going down the stairs, he calls up and he says, "Oh, make way for the lady." And you see Elsa coming up the stairs, the barmaid. And he says, "I am terribly sorry, young lady, but I'm afraid one of your guests seems to have made a dreadful mess of his room. I do hope the cleanup operation won't be too difficult for you." And he kind of gives her a polite nod of the head out of respect to the lady, and then continues down the stairs, and he says to the men, "Come!" And again, they shove you. So you continue down the stairs. So that's it for another exciting episode of Bardic Quest. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Before we go, we just wanted to give a big shout out to James Webster for letting us use his amazing animated artwork as part of the show. If you're a fan, be sure to show your support at patreon.com/JamesRPGArt. And of course, we can't forget the incredible sounds and music provided by Sirenscape. So head over to sirenscape.com to check out their amazing work.